full moon. It's Thursday. It's a beautiful night. Rode bikes today, and it was very scary because I have a bad knee, and it's getting the knee is so bad it's getting replaced, and I still rode bikes, and it was touch and go. All that is better than Furiosa.
Wow, really?
Reminds me of Mulan.
Wow.
A beautiful meh.
Aww. I didn't know how you felt. This is kind of a first reaction out of you.
Yeah. No, I was highly disappointed.
Why? Why were you disappointed?
I think the execution was lacking. I think intensity of Road Warrior and the intensity of Fury Road were lacking here. It reminded me a lot of Mad Max and a little bit of Beyond Thunderdome, a lot of slower parts and disjointed story.
I thought the action was definitely not on par with Fury Road.
Like yeah.
The sequences with the car battles, the road battles.
Yeah.
It's like, eh.
Like they mailed it in and had all these motorcycles and everything, and most of them had brand new, like, parts on them. I'm like, ah.
You know what I felt like they did? I remember by the time the maybe fourth or fifth flying thing came in, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think you're overusing the, like, ooh, look at things with wings and they're coming from above. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think the story is fine. Anya Taylor-Joy is, you know,
fine
because the movie's just fine. If she was great, the movie would be great. But she wasn't bad in any way.
And
the story, story was the best part. But it was the execution of that story. You know? It's like, ugh. After watching Fury Road last night, and then watching this one, you can see, oh man.
Yeah.
Not so good. Now, had I not watched Fury Road for a couple years, like, before last night, I might have been more higher on it.
Dude, I fell asleep during Fury Road last night, and I still found it more interesting than this.
Yeah, well, you were up at like 5 in the morning.
I was.
But, yeah, just something about it was just always off. And it wasn't the special effects. I liked the fact that it was, like, super green screened, and, like, that stuff added to it, and like some of the frames were sped up. It was done to where like the special effects were looking weird at certain points that looked like on purpose. And then, yeah, the one big 6x6 monster truck. You don't need a fleet of awesome cars like they had in Fury Road. However, a fleet of mediocre motorcycles.
Yeah.
Doesn't, because they can't go up the hills because they're not climbing motorcycles. Like, there's a certain skill set in motorcycle that can do that. And so they were just... And I get that the motorcycle gang that's in Fury Road is this motorcycle gang. It all ties in real nice and neat if it was more action. Like, the first third of the movie, I'm like, let's get some action. And then there was a little bit here and there, and like... If that was more intense, it just felt off.
Yep.
Murder.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, Fury Road. And I've been seeing tens and, you know, praise for this movie. Maybe if I had never seen a Mad Max movie ever, I might have been into this.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I think if you do watch the two back-to-back Fury Road, and this is supposed to be the immediate precursor before that, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt, as somebody who's, and we talked about this today, I have not seen the initial movies of Mad Max. I haven't seen, whatever the one Tina Turner's in.
Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. So I haven't seen Mad Max, I haven't seen Road Warrior, I haven't seen Beyond Thunderdome. I've only seen Fury Road. So as an, I would say, not fan of the franchise, I still found Fury Road compelling. This didn't feel that compelling to me.
Yeah, there was really no high stakes. It was just, it was like a movie of exposition with a little bit of phoned in action sequences.
Mm-hmm. And like, And yeah, and then of course, like the little Easter eggs, you're like, oh, that's for that. Fury Road, and that's Fury Road. And, oh, I see that. That was probably the most enjoyable part, which is not saying that's not a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Hemsworth's performance was good.
Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy's was good, I guess. You know, but just something was off. And the fact that it had Erectus, who is the, he dies in Fury Road, he's all fat in this one, because he's, you know, 7 years older and not a bodybuilder anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, it just kind of pulled me out of it. But I know that these movies aren't, you know, full continuity. They're not a part one, two, and three. Like,
right.
They're all their own stories in that world. And, you know, the whole the whole tree thing at the end. Full spoilers. Kind of hints at that. It's like, okay, this isn't stuff that really happens. This is the legend that grew out of what did happen.
Like,
right. But the execution on this movie just wasn't as, it wasn't as intense as the other one.
No.
As Fury Road. And the sound wasn't as good in the theater. It didn't sound so good. But it wasn't bad. I don't think it was the sound of the theater. I think it was the sound mixing just wasn't very good. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I was super excited.
I know you were. Now you're like, meh.
Yeah, it's like Mulan. Beautiful movie. You know, good cinematography. Just the execution of it was just boring.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
What are you going to rate it?
7.
7? That's very generous considering what you just said.
A lot of the things were good. It was just, you know, could be a 6, but I'm going to say a 7.
7 what?
Two-stroke hands.
7 two-stroke hands?
That's correct.
Okay. I don't get the reference.
It's a little two-stroke engine that she uses for her hand. You know, I wasn't bored all the way through until it was over. I'm like, oh, they never got to, like, the real good climax.
Yeah. No, you're right. Like, even the moment that is supposed to be a climax, her face off with him.
Yeah. You know, she rips Immortan Joe's face off with her mechanical arm. There was nothing like it. I mean, there was some gore and stuff, and people going under. A lot of people going under. I know. I told you about it earlier. Before you even left. The going under the tires. The action sequences just weren't nearly as grand. It weren't nearly as many stunts.
Yeah,
you know,
know,
from there.
I'd be interested to see like who did the action sequences. Like, can't be the same people.
I don't know, man.
It is. They're like golden.
On a shoestring type budget or something.
Yeah. Ideas, but let's make some, put some stuff in the air.
But, yeah, that aside, we're agreed that the action was just subpar for a Mad Max movie. For a Mad Max saga, for a Mad Max world, it was subpar. A lot of the, you know, war rig stuff was fine, but, you know, it just wasn't there. Like, when she was underneath and, like, the thing catches fire, It wasn't tense. It was like, all right, because you know she survives. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, that took away from it as well. But like the moment in when they're stuck and Max runs off and it's like, give me 10 minutes or whatever it was.
Or like, you know, just like, well, what do I do if you don't come back to
him? He's just looking at her like, you're an idiot. You just keep going. Like, that's the stupidest question I've heard today, you know? And then he comes back full loaded, full of guns, covered in blood.
Someone else's.
Yeah, and he's like, well, you're hurt. And she's like, that's not your blood, you know? And he's like,
and you don't know what he did? You didn't see what happened on screen. You're like, whoa.
Right. And that's one of the more intense parts of that movie. This needed some of that. But to go along with that, it needed the intense action. It had neither. It had the middle of the road stuff. You know, pulling back way far to show people getting shot. So you don't have to have blood squibs. You know, was this rated R or was this rated PG-13? I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, it definitely was lacking the brutal factor. I mean, there were some moments, just like a couple moments, but...
Yeah, it's reminding me of... Because Beyond Thunderdome is PG-13.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that. Like, I said that before in this podcast recording thingy. Who knows? Don't even know anymore.
What are we talking about? What is happening?
It's mass hysteria.
Dogs and cats.
Right? But, I mean, yeah, super disappointed. I mean, I still love Fury Road. It's the only one I have on disc, whatever, because, you know, Blu-rays and stuff, you know, but it's like, yeah.
Well, bummer. I'm still a nice date night.
Yeah, it was a good evening.
On top of that, they were out of the beer that you wanted.
And they were out of the beer I wanted. At the old Alamo. Which is fine, I was only having one beer anyway, but it's like, the one they got was not nearly as tasty as the one I wanted.
Two in a row, man.
I know.
Alright, well...
We're about ready to end the ride home.
We are, the car ride home, but apparently we're telling everybody if you're going to see this in the theater, maybe, nah, don't see it in the theater. See it in a matinee, save your money.
Yeah, the special effects are just subpar enough, and the sound's just subpar enough, and the action's subpar. You don't need to go see this in the IMAX and the big screens. See it at home with your earbuds on at full blast. You'll get the same experience. Or similar. Mer.
I'll go watch Fury Road and be more entertained. Be more entertained?
Yeah.
Although, I'm going to end on this note. You brought it up earlier, and I only thought of it when you were talking about how the tree is growing out of him, and I was like, hey, that's like Thor and Tree and the Interstell. I still always bring it back to Thor.
Oh, that horrible disappointment. Jeremy Clarkson's still fat and old.
And we're off. Bye.